Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Love that introduction. It's so amazing. Happy May to everybody. Can't believe it's May 9th of 2017. And of course, we're on for our monthly radio show, the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. We have a great show lined up for this evening. We're going to have Brigitte doing some channeling. Mike is going to play his music, as you heard on the introduction, his amazing channeled music. And my name's Mark, and I'll be screening the callers for you to ask questions later on. So if you want to call in, you can call 646-716-9663. And we'll give out that number again later, and you can also find it on the webpage when you get into the Blog Talk Radio Show to listen to it. And of course, I'll be screening callers, and I'm also going to be doing something called the Oneness Blessing. So I'll be doing that during the first part of the show once Mike plays his first piece of music. So I'll be excited to get that out to everybody. You know, I always want to make sure that everybody knows that both Brigitte and Mike are available in person and remotely. Yes, they actually work remotely, and it works as good as meeting them in person. And you can find out more about each of their services that they have to offer by going to their websites. I'll give out both of the website addresses in a minute, but if for some reason you miss any of it, if you go to our main radio website, their links for the websites are right there all the time. And of course, our main show link for the radio show is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So make sure to go check that out, find out what shows are offered every month and the dates and everything. Sometimes we do let the dates slide based on Brigitte and Mike's travel schedule. It has a tendency to be pretty packed year-round, so every once in a while we have to kind of move the dates a little bit. We try to keep the show on the same day, but that doesn't always happen, so make sure to check out the radio website for the latest and greatest information. Starting with Brigitte, you can find out more about her services and a great retreat that she has coming up this year by going to www.lightbridge101.com. And of course, that beautiful music is available that you heard from Mike. And he's got tons of other products and everything on his website that you can digitally download. You don't even have to wait for it to show up in the mail. And you can go to his website at mikesnyderc.com. And with that, Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mark. And it is so good to be here with all of you again. And at this truly auspicious time, because tomorrow at the full moon, we are celebrating Buddha descending into the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan to usher the new energy frequencies that will support humanity and Gaia in this awakening process that we are all going through. And of course, you would think, oh, great, this is an auspicious day, it's going to feel great, and yet there's always preparation, and so it's kind of exciting to have the radio show so close to it and to talk a little bit about the preparation that is leading up to such a day. Now, I believe I talked the last time already about the three holy days that the Ascended Masters, the Hierarchy of Light, the angels, all the beings, all the Galactic Masters are celebrating, which is the Festival of the Christ around Easter, which really has nothing to do so much with any religion, but very much to do with awakening the flame of love within you more strongly, more effectively. And it always is interesting to me, the order of things too. It's like it starts first with the festival of love, in a way, the festival of Christ, the Christ consciousness, symbolizing so much love and compassion that it changes everything. And then the second celebration, which is the festival of light, in a way, the festival of illumination, of enlightenment, is now at this full moon, usually the first full moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus. And that's when Buddha sacrifices himself, which certainly comes from a place of deep love and compassion for humanity, and descends down into the earth realm, into the lower frequencies. For him, it is definitely lower frequencies, to create a bridge that then allows certain light coding, light frequencies, certain forms of rays of purification to come down into those who then again are the bridges, like yourself, like all the light workers, who then in turn are also share this light with everyone else. And so that second one is about illumination, higher truth. And the last one, the festival of humanity, is truly to let thy will be done through you. It is about empowering yourself as well as those that you come in contact with to create a new form of life, to use the power of love, to use the power of illumination and bring it together to change the consciousness here on earth, to change through invocation, through creation, through co-creation, the fabric of life itself. And so these are very powerful times, all on a, celebrated on a full moon. And when you think about it, leading up to the Festival of the Christ, usually it's all about love. And you feel in many ways home lost, the home of heaven lost, and what that means to you, and the sadness and the sorrow. And you come to a place of self-love and compassion that not only includes everyone else, but it mostly includes all of you. That includes your humanity, your imperfections, everything of you. So now we are leading up to the day, the celebration of illumination. So what we've experienced in the last few weeks very much is a descent into our own inner darkness, into those areas that we didn't necessarily want to look at, and allowing things to come to the surface, truths coming to the surface that we might not have been ready for yet, which only shows that we probably were scared of it, scared of the consequences, scared of the choices we have to make once we look at that higher truth. Because once we know, then you have to choose. And once you really look at something and you know, it's not that easy to just turn your back on it. You know, when you witness something being done right in front of you, someone being wronged right in front of you, it's not as easy to walk away and just ignore it as it would be if someone tells you about it. Then you don't really have to do anything about it or react. So in the last few weeks, we very much, and especially in the last few days, we very much had to look at potential disasters are out there within our own life. What are the worst case scenarios? What is it that we're really afraid of? And what steps can we take to open ourselves up to our true divine essence? Because the whole concept of bringing illumination into us is, how can we open ourselves up to this higher essence of light, of clarity, of divine truth? Divine wisdom is part of the divine truth. And so 2017, you very much have been consistently confronted with the one and zero, with love and fear, with light and darkness. And so it kind of accelerated in the last 2 weeks a little bit more, bringing up all our insecurities, all of our fears, all of that, what we thought we already had dealt with, to just really stop and look at it. And to say, is this something that we want to continue experiencing or continuing to believe it? Is this a voice that we want to continue to listen to? Or are we willing to begin to listen to another voice? And I don't know if I brought up this example before, I might have, but it really touched me so deeply that I feel guided to share this again. And it also started a time of deep transformation for me. Here in Pennsylvania, there's the Padre Pio retreat area, or they have a Padre Pio shrine where they have a lot of things from Padre Pio, a saint who lived in Italy and did a lot of miraculous healings. And you can go into the museum and they have different stories about him, different things. And one story of him is a vision that he had as a young man. I'm really not sure how old he was. And the vision is, I don't know if it was a prophetic dream or a vision, but the vision is that he witnesses these two groups, these two fronts. One group is a group of angelic beings representing the light, and one group is a group of demons or fallen angels representing the darkness. And in the middle, there's some room. And in the space in between those two groups, there's a soul, or by a lost soul, would you think? But it doesn't really make a difference. You can even say there is a human that is standing in the middle of these two groups. Now, this human, this soul, is asked to fight off one of the leaders of the demons, the strongest, the most powerful, the greatest of them all, who walks out and confronts that human. And the human is frightened witlessly. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I can never, ever fight someone that strong, that powerful. And next to him is a spirit guide, an angel, maybe a divine master, maybe someone out of his lineage. But it definitely is a spirit guide. And the spirit guide says to him, don't be afraid. You can do this. All you have to do is have trust in my guidance. You have to listen to me. You have to follow my instructions. And as you follow my instructions and my guidance, you will succeed. Again, against all odds, you will succeed. And the human is still very afraid, doesn't believe it, doesn't know how to do this, and yet really has no choice, has to confront that leading demon. And so he starts battle, and the spirit guide helps him along each step, and lo and behold, that human wins and succeeds. Now, the last words of the spirit guide is, I'm going to leave you now, but there will be many battles like this. And that soul says, oh my God, don't leave me. I need you. And why am I going to battle these demons over and over again? And that spirit guide says, it's part of the human path. But believe me, when this situation arises, I will be here right next to you again, and I will safely guide you for everything that you need to do. And this really struck me deeply. And ironically, of course, I had to face many of my own inner demons in the last few weeks. But there's such an important message in there for all of us. And it is about having that trust and faith, that the clarity we are looking for, the illumination, the enlightenment, it might not be readily there in front of us. We might not know what to do in advance. But as we trust our spirit guides, as we connect, as we open ourselves up to something greater than us, our divine I am present, something will take place. And miracles happen that way. The impossible will become possible. I had a very funny situation last night where I was waiting for a pizza delivery guy, and I was watching a movie, and suddenly by mistake, I switched the channel. And the movie stopped. I got all upset. Why did the movie stop? Why did I press the button by mistake? But because of that, I was able to hear my phone, and I was able to help the delivery guy to find his way. So this is a perfect example of not getting excited when something is happening that's out of the norm. Stop, slow down in the face of adversity, and listen, and watch, and observe, and miracles take place. The key, I feel, more than ever, is to stay connected to spirit, and to be willing to listen with the inner ear, and to slow down enough, to go enough into that receptive mode, to then allow yourself to hear that guidance that tells you when to move and when not to move, when to do something, when not to do something. And that will safely carry you into a new experience of who you are. And we are all going through a form of birthing, have no doubt about it. 2017 is leading up to a year that adds up to 11, a master year, 2018. So it is about giving birth to our master self, to our master self. And the master self is really nothing else than the part of us that is deeply connected to your own divine essence. And in this connection, everything can change. And so these are truly momentous times. It feels sometimes rather uncomfortable because everything is accelerating quite a bit. And so you barely have enough time to catch your breath. But even that is an illusion. The only reason why it feels that you don't have time to catch your breath is because you're still trying to control the situation or the outcome. And that doesn't mean that you can't have a vision for your future, but make sure that the vision for your future is a vision based on love, based on what you're passionate about, based on your wildest dreams, not a vision that you only have because you want to be safe and secure and make sure that it's a proper way of doing it. No, be wild, be creative. This is a time of the divine feminine being reborn. And that has nothing to do with you being male or female, but it has everything to do with opening yourself up to your creative, receptive side. This is going beyond Eve and letting Lilith out. Lilith, the wild one, the one that often has been feared because she's so passionate and she's truly strongly feared for those who are less fortunate. And yet, in that, is the power of service. And the VSAC Festival is where we recommit to the service that we choose to offer to yourself, and to humanity, and to Gaia. So acknowledge that this is a time for you to really ask yourself, what is it that I'm passionate about, and what cause do I really want to put all of my energy into? What is it in life that calls me to make a difference? And don't ask so much how you can get from here to there. Just make yourself a promise that this is the ideal you're willing to work for. And sometimes it might take a sacrifice, but you know what? If it comes from a place of passion, if it comes from a place that you truly enjoy, that you truly love, there is no such thing as a sacrifice, because you then grow wings, and everything that might appear for someone else as a sacrifice to you only reinforces your commitment to do exactly what it is that you're so passionate about. And so the same with what Mark is doing with the Oneness Blessing. He's very passionate about helping those who are open to receive, to connect with that oneness consciousness, that illuminationness to all that is. And the same with Mike and his music, as he plays that divine energy, the celestial realm coming through, touching you, even where you are, no matter where you are, touching you at the core of your being and awakening within you something very sacred. And that is what we are asked to get back to, recognizing the sacredness within ourselves and within everything that we do, everywhere that we walk, the sacredness of life itself, the sacredness of your human self. Don't judge your human self. See it as a sacred vessel that holds spirit within it. The sacredness of your words, the sacredness of your touch, the sacredness of every step you take, and sound, whether it's through music, whether it's through your words, is a very, very powerful healing tool. And I've been observing in the last 12 months here in this area where I live in New Jersey, that there's an aggression in the voice, in the action, and you can feel it. And underneath that aggression really is fear. People are afraid. They're afraid. They're running from themselves. And that's why all of us light workers are more than ever called to infuse the fabric of life itself, to infuse humanity, to infuse life here on earth with as much love and as much illumination as we can by every action we choose. And so with that, I'm going to hand over to Mark and Mike for them put you into that alignment of connecting with your divine I Am presence, connecting with the light within you so that you're receptive to receive that, what at this time is appropriate to prepare you for greater service here on earth. Greetings. Some know me as Buddha. Some know me as the new planetary logo. But for you, I come as a friend, as your support. Often I am put on some kind of pedestal, and that does not serve you, nor does it serve me. We are talking here about tonight, this illumination. Illumination comes through your willingness to look at both sides of the endless continuum, death and life, love and fear, despair and hope, illness and health. And as you look upon the duality of human experience, within the spirit of all that is, recognize that what holds it all together is the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, love, illumination, and power. But it is the light that infuses everything. But it is equally also the love that infuses all. And so it is to learn for you the beauty that is within every part of your life. For that, you must stop. Choose to refocus on that, what is not readily seen with the outer eye. You must go deeper, look deeper, and be willing to unify that what has been apart. And that always starts within your own self. So it is about the sacred union of your spiritual self and your human self. And the only way you're going to be able to unify those two aspects is by focusing on the light, divine essence, the divine truth that is within you. So take a deep breath and feel that light within you. Feel the warmth. Feel it tickle you. Feel it calling out to you, asking you to stretch a little bit more, bend a little bit more. So let your consciousness now expand, moving it into the past as well as into the future. Moving it linear as well as multidimensional. Take another deep breath and feel yourself reaching out, feeling and knowing that you're not just you, but you truly are the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the animals, whole planet Earth, and beyond that, planets, sun, other galaxies, it's all part of you. So take another deep breath and let yourself expand a little further. As you expand, it comes to peace, quietness, the sacredness. Suddenly you realize that in this moment, all is one. Life and death is one. And you're correct. And you feel that what you're going through is more than just about you yourself. Everything you're experiencing is not only about you, it's not only about humanity, it's not only about Gaia, it is about all creation. Because without you, all of creation could not exist. Feel the truth in that. Without you, God, source, creator, all that is, the great spirit of all, have you ever thought about that? And so often you question and doubt your validity, your values, and yet without you, all of this around you could not exist. Take another couple of deep breaths and feel every cell in your body relaxing a little further, opening up a little further to that light. It moves beyond any boundaries. That in truth does not know boundaries. A light that does not know darkness, because it carries the darkness within it just as the darkness carries the light within it. This light now shines upon your life. Let this light shine upon all those areas in your life that you at times judge so harshly, reject, or are even afraid of. Parts in your life where you feel insufficient, where you feel limited, not good enough, where you feel unsupported, rejected, judged. And let this light now show you what is really going on. Allow yourself to look upon your life now and see the God essence is in it that you did not want to accept. Because if you accepted the God essence within everything, then you also have to accept the pain and the sorrow. And how can God be pain and sorrow? There's something underneath that pain and sorrow that you have not been willing to look at. You've been hanging on to it because it has defined you for so long. It has given you purpose and structure. Because sometimes the fear of being rejected, the fear of being left behind, the fear of ending up all alone, all over again, is so great that you rather create illusions of pain and boundaries to keep you already in a place of loneliness, just so it appears to be your own choice. And it is your own choice. You are, after all, an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is. But don't you feel that it is time for you to make a different choice? To start anew. Courageous. To be willing to let go of the past. And to step into the world as the adventurer that you are, being willing to climb new mountains, to experience new landscapes, and to see the world different light. Take another couple of deep breaths and raise yourself up now beyond your physical self. Raise yourself up into the part of you that's calling to you, into your divine I Am presence. Lift yourself up further and further and further. And look upon the earth from the vantage point that you're at in your life, and what they've taught you, and what you wanted them to teach you. Do you see the difference? You're not a victim. It is not the teachings that they forced upon you. It is what you wanted them to teach you. And now is the time, differently. You've experienced powerlessness long enough. You've experienced your heart being broken long enough. You've experienced your mind being cluttered long enough. Raise yourself up further into the loving embrace of the many masters and angels of light that have been supporting you from the beginning of time. Reach out to them through your consciousness. Remind you of why you've chosen to come to Earth. As much as you would like to think that you were simply left behind, that you were brought to Earth as punishment, or you were forced to come to Earth, there is a greater purpose. There is, even in that, a greater choice. You've taken upon yourself, through agreement, a lesson, an experience, a feeling to assist humanity as a whole to heal it. But now is the time for you to release this experience. You've done it. You've done it well, over and over and over again. Now you've reached a threshold that you can cross, where you do not have to continue the same experience that you've experienced from the beginning of your incarnation here on Earth. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to let go? Are you ready for a new experience? Hear the love from the masters and angels of light. And let this love awaken in love for your own self. These are truly momentous times. And what you choose now to release is not only going to affect your own self, but many, many others in the process as well. So what is your choice going to be? What is it that you're willing to release as your continued experience? Now is the time to choose a new path, a new life, a you pass with illumination. Not a pass because you feel you have to. Not a pass because within you, you've become a martyr in a way. And you fear that the only way forward is some deep, painful purging so that you can prove to yourself that you can withstand the darkness, that you can withstand reality, that you can be in the light no matter what. But that's not necessary. Even me descending into the Wesak Valley at tomorrow's full moon, it is not a sacrifice. And now many of you describe it as a sacrifice for me, but it is not. I come forward, tremendous joy in my heart, because as I bring illumination to every single one of you, I also bring illumination to my own self. And so now is the time for you to bring illumination to your own self, to ease your load in you. So while you go through this releasing process together with the Masters and the Angels of Light, I would like for you, Mark, to do another oneness blessing, and for you, Mike, to play another piece of music now. Thank you both. you are so much more than your human self. You are so much more than your thoughts, your feelings. And it is for you to open yourself up to that so much more that you are. As you now allow your consciousness to flow back towards your physical self, bring all that is with you. Bring all that is, all the love, all the light, all the divine empowerment, bring it all the way down into you, in through your crown, into every cell of your body. And when you breathe, allow yourself to feel like it's the first breath of a newborn baby. And when you stand up and start walking around, allow yourself to feel like these are the first steps of you being reborn. And when you re-enter your everyday life, be willing to see yourself in everything and everyone around you. Look deep. And yet also acknowledge that there are parts of you out there that you're simply no longer here to experience. So when you see those parts that remind you of the old you that you simply are no longer here to experience, then thank those parts. It is in your own inner self. Take these parts back into the illumination, into the divine light within yourself, so that they can merge back with all that is. And so in acknowledgement to the light that you are, in the acknowledgement to the open vessel of the divine light, that you're willing to be in service to humanity, I invite you for the next 7 days to spend 5 minutes lighting a white candle and looking upon the candlelight as a reflection of your own inner light. And breathing that light into you can fool you into your environment. The key is that you are the bridge, because it is through you that everything in your life is what it is. It is in response to your magnetic energy that everything around you acts and reacts the way it does. It's not the other way around. And so when things now in the next few weeks are simply falling away, allow it, because you've changed. You're bringing in more light. You're holding a different frequency. You have embraced parts of your own self that no longer serve you and have integrated them back into all that is. And it's time for that. It is time for that. And so rejoice in the knowing that you've taken with this powerful steps to seeing yourself in you and to seeing life in you. So a new light, so a new lens in a way. Like you've put new glasses on that allow you to look at everything around you with more clarity. Not out of fear, but from a place of love and power, allowing you to see beyond the illusions you've created to keep yourself limited, seeing now right to the core of the message that everything in your life holds, so that you can not only change yourself, but you can also change life on earth for all. It has been a great honor to be with all of you here tonight. If you connect with me on the full moon, they can do it. You know where to find me in the Himalayan, but you don't have to necessarily envision yourself traveling to the Himalayan. Simply open yourself up to my presence, and you shall receive the illumination that I have to partake to you. And it doesn't make a difference whether you listen to this a week from now. Simply choose to bring yourself back to the time of the full moon and open yourself up to the gift that I have for you to bring about more of your light into the world. It always is a great honor to work with all of you as part of me. I am known as Buddha. I have many other names. And I'm as much part of you as you're part of me. And it is so. Namaste. Mike, if you can play another piece of music while I'm switching masters, that'll be great. Thank you. I am Archangel Michael, and I'm here to answer any of your questions. But first and foremost, I am here as a representative of the light of God. And so it is for you to remember that you too are the light of God. And so hold strong to your commitment to bring illumination in a world desperately needs support. And you know this, there is such an accelerated transformation occurring here on Earth at this time. There is the battle between fear and love that is happening on so many different levels. It is only through your willingness to be of service, by sharing your light, by sharing your love, by not letting yourself get limited to your own mind and your own thoughts, by you being strong and courageous and stepping out and be seen, you can make quite a difference. Acknowledge that when your fears come up and as you work through them, this is significant, this is important, this is not something to get frustrated about, but that is your work. Tread the path out of the darkness into the light, over and over and over again, so that you create ripples in the consciousness of humanity, giving humanity the strength to choose the light, to choose love, regardless of the outer circumstances, regardless of the adversity that some of you or some of the different members of humanity are facing. Now, with that being said, Mark, would you like to offer the phone number one more time to everyone in case they need to call?
Yes, thank you, Archangel Michael. For anybody who wants to call in and ask questions, you can call 646 716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And while we're waiting for callers, Archangel Michael, can I ask a question?
Most certainly.
Why is it that as we get closer to our divine presence, as we come more awakened, more realized, whatever term anybody wants to use, why is it that that space, as we get closer to that, feel very empty and depressing?
It is the same concept that often is described, that just before the new dawn, the night is the coldest. There is, within the human experience, the fear of crossing the threshold into a new experience of divine self. And it is that fear that is testing you and that is building muscle for you to get ready to truly be able to hoard that divine light that you're opening yourself up to. If you would not go through some of the struggles as a human that you're experiencing, it would be similar to the butterfly that is being pulled too early out of the cocoon of transformation and therefore cannot use its wings. All of what you're describing as depressing and painful, in reality, is anyway nothing else than you trying to control the process and finding your own true inner nature, trying to hold on to something that simply no longer serves you, trying to create something that is not of your highest good out of fear, out of feelings of insecurities. There are many reasons for this depression. Most often it is because you're walking a path that is not true to your own divine heart. And so in all of this, there is a complexity that can't be simply answered with one answer, because it truly depends on where someone is at on the evolutionary process, chemical process is that they're finding themselves in at that moment. What is the deeper agreement and message that they are bringing forth to all that is? If it is the deeper realization that in the loneliness, underneath that you find all oneness, then the depression comes from hanging on to the loneliness, using it to define yourself until you're ready to surrender and to let go of control, and you move beyond the loneliness into the expression of your divine self, into the vastness of who you are, into the all oneness that cradles all life. And so look deeper into the depression and be willing to see where the source is, where the belief is that keeps you hanging on to that pain as something that defines you for who you are. It is no longer necessary to experience it. I hope this helped.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And there are no callers this evening.
That is quite all right. Now that my love is with all of you at this time of great transformation, blessings to you. I am Archangel Micah, and it is so. Amen.
Thank you for that and incredible music, Mike.
Yes, Mike, that was amazing. Thank you, Mark, also for the powerful all oneness blessing. Oh my God, that was intense.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to say goodnight to everybody. We'll be back on next month for our next wonderful show. And Brigida, thank you for all the great channeling and messages this evening.
Thank you. Love you all. Have a great evening and enjoy the next full moon. Peace out.
Okay. Okay. Good night, everybody. You've been listening
Good night.
You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.